Here are some tips about visiting airports. In the time that you have available between now and when you travel, you really must try to pay a visit or several visits to the airport that you're leaving from, or at least another airport if that's easier for you to get to. It will be time well spent getting used to the sights and sounds. It will help you to familiarize yourself with the things that go on at airports. If you immerse yourself in the atmosphere while there are no pressures on you to travel, then you're more likely to develop some good thoughts about airports. Try to see an airport in the way that you would if you had no concerns at all about flying. Restructuring your pictures are as important as restructuring your words and thoughts. When you have paid a couple of visits to an airport without any pressure on you, go again, imagining that this time you're going to travel. Then, if anxieties appear, just face them. Do not, under any circumstances, run away from them. The more you face your anxieties, the smaller they will become. So what you should do now is say to yourself, I shall go to the airport next week or tomorrow, but certainly fix a date to start your visits. Tips for preparing to travel. There isn't a person or family in the world who doesn't get stressed when preparing to go away. The best way to overcome and minimize your strength is to prepare in advance. Make absolutely certain that your passport and visa is valid for the period of time that you are away. Remember that some countries require you to have a valid passport extending beyond the time you expect to stay. You can book your travel insurance well in advance. If you do these things over a period of time before you need to fly, then none of them will cause excessive stress. And when the time comes for travelling, everything will be in place and you will be certain that you have everything you need. That's one plan, but I know there are many people who prefer to leave things to the last moment and avoid thinking about their flight. Although this may seem a good plan, it is really just avoiding reality. Facing up to your thoughts and facing your fear is important. Your usual way of doing things may not be helpful. Tips for when you're at the airport. I hope that you're listening to this at the airport now. I hope that you were able to pay some visits to the airport to get used to the things that go on. Perhaps if this airport was too far away from your home to have visited, I hope that you will have at least tried to see another airport. Anyway, you're at the airport now, and we must deal with matters as they are. Remember that airports do not cater for anxious passengers, so expect there to be lots of rushing, lots of noise, and lots of bad instructions and signage. Things that are familiar to people working at the airport are taken for granted by them. So expect them to be less than patient if you ask them questions that seem obvious to them. It's not a sign of things to come. This is where having faced your fear by visiting the airport previously will be paying off. Tips for checking in. If you have given yourself plenty of time to travel to the airport, you should arrive at the check-in before the really long queues begin. If you have made a previous visit to the airport, you'll know where the check-in area is to go to. If you have been able to check in online, then you'll just need to drop off your bags. Have your passport and travel documents ready to show as you approach the desk, and remember to tell the check-in staff that you are an anxious passenger. Remember, too, that the security questions they ask are not because of heightened security risks, but are perfectly normal. Don't start looking at other people imagining that they are completely comfortable with flying. There are likely to be other people who are as anxious or even more anxious than you are. Don't start wondering whether or not there will be too many people on the aeroplane and make it too heavy to take off. In fact, don't think any negative thoughts at all. Be positive and stay in the present. Remember, you are allowed to be a little bit anxious. Leave for the boarding gate as soon as you can. And don't bother trying to spot the terrorists either. Concentrate on something useful instead. Tips for the boarding gate. I know that one of the things that people do when they arrive at the boarding gate is to start looking at the aeroplane if it's in view. This is perfectly natural, but it does give the chance of some negative thoughts to creep in. One of the popular ones is the worry caused if you see an engineer working on the aircraft. Remember that maintenance on an aircraft is done on every stop. and this is because it means the aircraft doesn't have to go out of service for long periods. If you could have a little bit of your servicing done in your car each time you visit the supermarket, wouldn't that be much easier for you rather than the inconvenience of having to take it and leave it at the service station every few months? Imagine never having to take your car to the service station again. That's what happens to aeroplanes. You will no doubt see the staff rushing around trying to coordinate everything. This doesn't mean that they are badly organized or that there's something wrong. It means that they are working to a very tight time schedule, and as the departure time approaches, they need to coordinate everything for an on-time departure. When the flight is called, join the queue when it has reduced so that you don't have to wait in line for so long. You can continue doing your relaxation exercises. When you're on board, there will always be sufficient time for you to settle down and get the things you need from your bags before the engines start. Or you may find it preferable to get on first and have time to settle into your seat. Remember, stay in the present. Remember that you have to face your fear. Concentrate on what is going on immediately around you. Don't let your thoughts wander. Remember that going over things in your mind will make the situation seem worse. Keep only positive thoughts in your mind. Don't forget that you can keep this audio on until the crew says that you have to turn it off. Tips when settling into your seat. Now that you're settling into your seat, start your breathing exercises, your relaxation exercises, and try to recall your peaceful place. I hope that you have your elastic band on your wrist so that if the negative thoughts should begin to creep in, you can repel them immediately. Stay in the present and remember that you only have to deal with now. Make yourself comfortable and have all the things around you that you'll need for the first part of your flight. Have your magazines tucked into the seat pockets in front of you. Have your audio player ready to use. Breathe slowly and deeply, counting as you do so. Close your eyes and remember your peaceful place. Tell yourself that you will succeed. Remember that you are allowed to be a little bit anxious. Do not be put off by all the activity of the cabin crew and by the many announcements that will be made. These are all perfectly normal and a part of every flight. Make sure you listen to the next few sections of the audio now, because soon you'll have to turn it off. Tips for when the doors close. You'll probably hear the doors close with a clunk, and sometimes it shakes the plane. This is normal. The air conditioning will be supplying enough fresh air to satisfy everybody's needs. Shortly after the doors have closed, there will probably be more announcements. Listen carefully to the safety briefing. Read the safety card so that you'll know what to do in the unlikely event of having to leave the aircraft unexpectedly. Continue with your breathing, visualization, and relaxation techniques. There will be lots of activity around you. This is normal. The captain will probably speak to you about the weather on your route, the time that it will take, and the weather at your destination. If the word turbulence is included, you know what to say to yourself. Remember that pilots deal with facts, and if they say something that unsettles you or something that you don't understand, check with the cabin crew, who will be pleased to help you. Pilots sometimes display a casualness, humour, and indifference that can be off-putting, but take no notice. They're paid to fly, not entertain. That's why they're not on the stage. Tips now for when the engines start. Just before the engines start, you'll probably hear the air conditioning fan stop running. This is to help the engines start more easily. As soon as the engines are running, the air conditioning will start up again. Air is still being supplied to the passengers, so there's no need to worry. Modern jet engines take a long while to start, and during this time the engine sounds will vary from a low rumble to a high-pitched whine. As each engine starts, so the lights will go on and off as each engine supplies electricity and power to the systems. This, as you know, is perfectly normal. There will also be noises as the various systems on the aircraft are connected to the engines. Remember to continue with your breathing, relaxation, and visualization exercises. Well done so far. You really are facing the fear and coping. Tips for when the aeroplane pushes back. At almost every modern airport, your aircraft will be pushed back into the taxi position. While this is happening, there might be some jolts and banging and all sorts of odd noises. This is all perfectly normal. You do not need to know what every noise is. And during the pushback, the cabin crew will be continuing with their many duties which they have to perform before the aircraft can taxi to the runway. More than likely, they will be demonstrating the safety equipment. Tips for while the airplane is taxiing. Some aircraft need extra power to start moving, while others just need to release the brakes and they will move. During the taxi to the runway, you'll hear the noises of pumps running and brakes squealing. Sometimes you will hear the wheels bumping over the lights, which mark the centre of the taxiway. You will often be taxiing along while other aircraft on parallel taxiways will be heading for the same runway. This is perfectly normal and perfectly safe. They are a long way apart despite what it looks like to you. The crew will be checking that everyone has their seatbelt fastened and their hand baggage is stored correctly, that the overhead baggage lockers are secure, and that there are no passengers in the toilets. That's why they have the loo doors open for takeoff on some airlines, as a reminder that they've done their checks. When all these procedures are complete, you will hear the ding-dongs as the crew report to each other. Do not try to interpret the looks on the faces of the crew. If they look worried, it may be to do with their sick cat or their mortgage payments. Tips as you wait to take off. If you're travelling at a peak time, you will almost certainly have to wait before you can take off. In fact, you will probably move just a few yards along the queue as each aircraft takes off. Sometimes other aircraft will be allowed to overtake you if they're travelling in a different direction from your flight. If the delay is longer than expected, the pilot will probably speak to you. After the ding-dongs for the takeoff, the cabin crew will remain seated and not have a presence in the cabin, even though there may be more delays. If this happens, go through your breathing routine, close your eyes and think of your peaceful place and do your relaxation exercises. Some airlines announce cabin crew seats for takeoff just before the aircraft turns onto the runway for takeoff. Tips for the takeoff. As the aircraft lines up on the runway, you will probably become increasingly anxious. Remember that your anxiety will reach a peak and not get worse. Nothing will happen to you as you get more anxious. The takeoff, despite what you feel and what you think, is a perfectly straightforward procedure. It is much simpler to do than you imagine. Prepare for the extra noise during takeoff. Remember that you're surrounded by the noise from the engines, that the runway is not as smooth as a normal highway, that the baggage lockers will rattle, and anything that can make a noise will make a noise during the takeoff. Do not be alarmed and tell yourself that everything is perfectly normal. Tell yourself, too, that the engines are not straining and probably working at less than 90% of their full power. Concentrate on your breathing technique. Remember, there is room enough to take off or stop. Your worry and anxiety won't help either you or the pilots. Relax, breathe, visualize. Remember, the pilots aren't taught to strain the engines on takeoff, so tell yourself they're not straining. Tips for when you're climbing. As the aircraft gets airborne, you will probably think that the nose will be pointing too high. In reality, this will not be happening, and the pilot will be controlling the position of the nose to the nearest degree to ensure that the plane climbs efficiently and safely. The nose angle will be different for different planes, but will be about 25 degrees above the level position. As you know, the plane will climb to about 6,000 feet before it levels off. This is the time when the engine power will be reduced to the point where you think they will have stopped. They have not stopped, you are not descending, and you are not in danger. The aircraft will be flying level. The aircraft will not be losing speed. Despite what you feel, the aircraft will be flying normally. When your aircraft is clear of other planes, you will be allowed to continue your climb. You'll hear the engine noise increase and the nose will come up a little. You'll probably stay in the climb all the way up to your cruising height, which will be anywhere between 15 and 40,000 feet, according to the aircraft you're in and the length of your route. During the climb, the engine noise will be less and less noticeable. Tips for when you're in the clouds. It's more than likely, as I've said before, that at some stage during the climb you will be in cloud. Anxious flyers often worry about being in cloud because they believe there is a danger of getting near to other aircraft, or that it's difficult to navigate, or that there's some sort of danger. These are perfectly normal feelings, but are quite wrong. There is no extra danger at all when you're in the clouds, because there is no danger anyway. The pilots will always navigate from their flight instruments, whether they're in cloud or not. It is, of course, likely to be a little bit bumpy in the clouds for the reasons that I've mentioned earlier. Sometimes the clouds can be isolated, like the sort you get on a summer's day, or they can be flat and extensive. They can be thin layers, or they can extend from ground level up to 20,000 feet or more. Try not to be anxious when the plane is in cloud. It's more than likely that eventually you will be clear of them and be enjoying the sunshine above them, or at night, of course, enjoying the stars and the moonshine. Tips for when you're in the cruise. It will take about 25 minutes for an aircraft to reach its cruising height after takeoff. In the cruise, the pilot will be navigating the aircraft while you're doing your visualizations, breathing exercises, and your relaxation routines. Do not be afraid to walk around during the flight. You will not fall through the floor. You will not unbalance the plane or do anything that can upset the plane at all. On a long flight, the cabin crew will have periods of rest when they will not be quite so visible in the cabin. But there will always be someone on duty that you can speak to or who can attend to your needs. It is not necessary for you to hang on to the armrests to keep the aircraft airborne. Doing that makes your stress worse, not better. If you relax, the aeroplane will continue flying. If you sleep, the plane will continue flying, because the crew do not need you to be awake or tense to fly the plane. Why not read some of those expensive magazines you bought before you got on board? Let go of the armrests and see how the plane manages. Sometimes on a very long flight, the plane will start to climb after it has been steady at one height for a few hours. If you remember that an aeroplane will be consuming anything up to 8 tons of fuel every hour, then it's getting lighter, much lighter, as the flight continues. This means that it can climb higher, which is more economic, so the pilot will take every opportunity of climbing each time that air traffic control say there is an unoccupied level above them. If this happens at night when you've been sleeping, you may be woken by the sound of the engine noise. This normally alarms anxious flyers, but now that you know what's going on, you can go back to sleep. Tips for the descent. About 150 miles or so from your destination, your aircraft will start descending. You may notice this from a change in the air conditioning, when there might be a whooshing sound as the fans maintain the air supply when the engine power is reduced. You might notice that the nose goes down a little bit. During the first part of the descent, the cabin crew will be still clearing the cabin and telling you that the seatbelt signs will be going on, and if you wish to visit the toilets, that you should do so now. If it's been a long flight, the toilets will be in demand, so make sure you get a good place in the queue. There will be lots of activity in the cabin during this last part of the flight. There will be announcements about customs and immigration formalities. There will be information about car hire and hotel deals and all manner of things. The cabin crew will be rushing around collecting headsets and passing messages to passengers who've made requests about onward bookings. Despite all this, remain calm and ignore what is going on around you. Stay in the present. Tips for the approach. To the pilots, the approach starts from about 10,000 feet. Their workload increases and they will be checking fuel reserves, the weather and the procedures for the runway that they intend to land on. They will give the cabin crew and you a warning that there is 10 minutes to landing. This is to prompt the cabin crew into finalising the cabin preparations. There will be a lot of manoeuvring in this part of the flight, and you will hear the noises of the wheels coming down and the flaps being extended. There will be many changes of engine noise as the pilots reduce speed. On the final approach, the automatic speed control will vary the engine power so that the speed is absolutely correct. The pilots will eventually tell the cabin crew to take their seats for landing. They will strap themselves in and open the curtains between the cabins so that all the passengers are in view. Tips for the landing. When the aircraft lands on a wet runway, you might find the landing is harder than you might expect. This, as you know, is so that the water is squeezed out of the tyres and allows the aircraft to brake more efficiently. Following this, as you know, there will be a surge of engine power as reverse thrust is used. Remember, this is a noisy but normal procedure. Aircraft have very, very powerful brakes, and if they are used, you mustn't imagine that the aircraft is running out of runway or space in which to stop. The pilots may have been asked to vacate the runway as quickly and safely as they can so that another aircraft can use it. After the landing, you'll hear more noises as the flaps change position and as some of the engines are shut off and as the air conditioning meets the lower demands on the ground. The cabin crew will start to move around and prepare for your disembarkation. At modern airports, it can be up to half an hour between landing and disembarking. What should you do now? Soon you'll be at your destination and thinking about this flight and the one back home. Recall all the positive things that have happened. Think of the successful techniques you use to overcome your anxiety. First, find as many things as you can to compliment yourself about. Then think about where you were anxious and think about what you can do to reduce this anxiety the next time you fly. Whatever the outcome of any flight, you must see everything as progress. There is never progress without some setbacks, and you must accept these as a part of overcoming your fear. Finally, we are now at the end of this course where I have asked you to face your fear. I hope that you don't expect to be able to turn off your media player, book a flight, and fly happily ever after just yet. That would be unrealistic, and being realistic has been an important part of this course. What you should do is now reflect on your new knowledge, your knowledge about the importance of positive and alternative thinking, remembering to avoid emotive language, avoiding media reports about flying, and so on. A small key can open a large door, and right now you may not be sure what your key is and what it will unlock. When you're ready, listen to this course again and write down the important messages that come from it. Not necessarily the things that I've said, but much more importantly, the things that you have worked out for yourself. As I said at the beginning, I cannot give you a cure for your fear of flying. You are the person who has the fear. You are the person who has to face the fear. And you have to find the way to overcome your fear. I hope that I've been able to help you. I hope that soon you'll be flying without fear. Bye-bye and happy landings.